Easy-E, how are we?
Johnny, I've been in better shape, but here we are.
Time is ticking, son. Time is ticking. We have 1 week to go until your first marathon of the year, the first leg towards, not to build it up much, but something you have talked about for 2, 3, 4 years is trying to get over the hurdle of doing your first Ironman. And that first, the road to your first Ironman really starts on Sunday in Cork with the Cork City Marathon. Eric, how are you set?
So I have a theory, Sean.
Okay.
So when you do an Ironman, right, you swim for maybe an hour, if I can, an hour 20, we'll say an hour 25. Then I'm going to be on the bike for maybe 5, 6, 6.5 hours.
Okay.
Then you do a marathon at the end of that. And I was like, what? Well, how do you prepare for that? And right. I was like, right, do very little training and do Cork. And then we'll know exactly what it feels like to be fucked when you're doing a marathon.
I've heard running on tired legs, but I think that's from like overtraining before doing an event like this. You went complete opposite on the scale here on this one.
No, look, as we said, we kind of kept... last week I had a confession, but we didn't take away from your backyard ultra, to be fair. But to be fair, the body is in great condition,
right?
But I haven't pounded the pavement enough. So this week I went for a heavy week. So last weekend we got a 16.5K and a 10K, and every time, and that was over the weekend, and every time I'd run until it got to the point where the knee would start to twinge or the hammy would start to get tight. And then I'd say, okay, 500 more, next ding of the K, that's it, we're done. The reason being, we go again tomorrow.
Yeah.
We go again tomorrow. And it's been working out perfect, because every time I get off the bike or I get off the run, the watch is saying 24 hours till the next one. It's like, brilliant. And we're just keep churning it over. So hoping just to do that last little burst, but the last day of the training session burst is going to be a marathon. And that's the way we're looking at it. So it's going to be high volume. I know I'm going to be okay to 27K. After that, I've no idea how long it's going to be before the pace drops or I end up scout pacing it. I'm going to get to the start line and I'm going to get to the finish line. So like being the pacing, yeah, it's gonna look, we'll get into it. I have a plan of some sort of plan anyway. but we're gonna get it done. It's scary. It's very scary. But on that bombshell, hit the intro music there, Sean, and let's talk about what we're gonna do next week.
Let's go. So in terms of your plan, how dissimilar is this to Dublin last October? Something different? How's the body feeling between now and then?
I think we have to add in an element of realism. I haven't got the same miles on the bike as I did going into Dublin. So, so similar to yourself, when the backyard ultra, the heart rate is fine, the head is fine. There's no issues there. I have to just be careful with the pacing, because I know the longevity isn't there through 30K.
Right.
But now it might be on the day. It's the same as Dublin. I was waiting to blow up in Dublin and it just didn't happen, you know. But I'm just adding in other factors. I've never done this course. I don't know what's around the next corner. There's all those other things that are going to be on the mind. So I think if I aim for the 4:15, now I'm going to go out on the 4 hour pace, but I think to finish it under 4:20 would be brilliant, because if it blows up and I can just scout pace it through, at least under 4.5 hours, I can treat myself to a few pints. It's a nice cut off to start my 6 month Ironman training plan. So it's but like I have been training. I've been doing my little bit of weights. I've been doing my walks. I've been actively exercising. I've been getting my 5Ks in. You know, like it's and this is where the honesty of the podcast comes in. We were doing the 75 day challenge, and what is it, a week? How long is it since you've done your run? A week and a half now? Well, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
A lot of things came to head that weekend. Crewing you that night, flying out to Turkey the next day. There's a few other business. And although I was getting my walks in, I think I kind of have to just hold up the honesty hand, because right. the Wednesday I came back, slept in an airport that night, air red eye flight, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do a tap on that Wednesday. So after 50 odd days of 75 day, at least getting an hour a day in, twice a day, or 30 minutes twice a day, or an hour a day in, I failed. So, but what we're going to do is look at what failure means. And that is it. So, as I said, condition wise, the body is in good condition. The amount of yoga I've done, because I've been stuck to get a run in, I am actually feeling just the foot is hitting the ground right. Does that make sense? It's just now that they're getting tired. Don't get me wrong. The legs are getting tired because miles aren't there, but I'm not getting niggles. I'm not getting anything else. I've been getting my heart rate is low and shouldn't be this low. So I have built a foundation. I've lost 7 kilos in the 50 odd days.
Jeez.
So when I started the 75 day challenge, I was 98 kg.
Right.
I'm not going to say my weight now, but when we did the podcast last week, I was 91 kg. And we will see what we get to the start line with. The photographs from last week, because we were going to talk about last week, we said we wouldn't, from last week to when I started, are terrifying. I hate Fat Eric. I hate looking at every January. He always shows up. But again, I'm going to post that next week and show everyone what failing a 75-day challenge looks like. And I'm very uncomfortable doing that, but I'm putting it out there. But even other elements of, do you remember I said I'd read 10 pages a night?
Yeah.
That turned into listening to audiobooks. That turned into reading into how to start my own business. That turned into researching elements of my own business. And now I'm a couple of days away from pitching to venture capitalists on a medical tourism company that's going to bring people safely around the world, because
my God,
yeah, it's just all based on my little journey I've gone on over the last 50 days. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing how focused I've been because of it.
Yeah.
A little bit of consistency in reading, that I've now got a new hobby that could turn into something, you know, like it's been the best failure I've ever had. Like it's been absolutely amazing.
The thing with your when you talk about a challenge is, it seems to be and you talk about you fail, but same time going 50 odd days through this and doing all the stuff is like, okay, that's very hard to consider a failure. But you seem to have gotten the balance right between aiming for something that feels just out of reach, so you're striving for a perfection but still hitting excellence, and instead of going, this is too easy, and not adapting to change, or this is way too difficult and giving up at 10, 15 days or even less into it. So I think that's a great takeaway for you through this, is just that you aim for something that was just a small bit out of reach, but in striving and striving and striving to keep trying to get there, it kept you motivated to keep going. The fact you hit 50 days, and like you've been out of the country a fair bit in terms of with work, and you're myself and yourself are away in Poland, you're away for Paddy's weekend. The fact you still kept going and you had the different yoga and the longer walks and different things, you're away with yourself for a bit as well. You've got this business starting up, you've got this podcast going, you've got your own work, and it's like you've kind of taken the excuse of, I'm too busy, which what you may have done before, and I've definitely done before, is like, I'm too busy to do this, I can't do this. You're like, no, I like, because you had that structure in place for the challenge from the get-go, and how you're trying to try and navigate through getting your 10 pages in, your 2-day workouts, wasn't like, I'm going to do all this. How are you going to do all this? I'll find a way. It's like, no, you knew, okay, I had to get it done in the morning, or I had to get this in the evening. If I'm going to do yoga, it's going to be this video. It's already set up. I have my mat here to do this. I've got maybe the sandbag for hot home workouts. I've got my gym membership there. Like, you laid out your plan for getting as close you could towards that 75 days. So it's definitely not a failure. And the fact you somehow lost 7 kilos so far in the challenge from last week, like 50 odd days or whatever it is absolutely phenomenal. And you're like, you see, you're back on track with your running. Compared to where you were like last year, you struggled a lot. You were start stop with different things going on, and in fairness, you were mad sick in last April with chest infections and stuff trying to do Quest, whereas this year you've built that mileage right. It's like that runner who goes, I need to do a marathon, and goes from zero to like 40-50k a week mileage, and it's like, even though it's there before, you've gone too fast. Or someone who goes, ah, you know what, I'm just gonna do a 10k, even though that person's well able to do a half or a marathon in terms of distance and taking it too easy. You've built it right and you're definitely on the right path.
Yeah, and that is the aim. So like, even judging last weekend, where, you know, where I got through 16.5k, and that's when the muscles start to get tired, and I was like, okay, when we get to the gate, we're going to call it a day. And the reason being is the next morning I got up and I ran 10K.
Yep.
And then I got to the 9.5, and then I was like, oh yeah, starting to get tired now. That's 10 onto yesterday's. There's your 26.5 kilometers done in 2 days. And then it was stopped. And then on the Monday I got up and then I cycled for an hour because that was my commute to work. I tried the cycling into work. It's like Mario Kart. I'm not doing it. I nearly got cleaned off the bike 4 times. So she's back on the turbo trainer. And what I do now is a commute into work in the mornings. And so I just have to get up that little bit earlier. But again, I'm getting off the bike and it's less impact. But yet the heart is golden. The heart is sitting in the 140s, 150s when I'm at a 6 minute pace. You know, it's exactly where I wanted to be, but I need to be realistic on pace. I need to be realistic on all those elements and get back it. And the idea is, it's a training day for me. I know a lot of people are going for their goals and they've been training for this. And it's not to take away from that. This isn't my goal.
Yeah.
This is day one of hardship. No, this is my first day of, okay, at the start of summer, I've done a marathon. You know, and now it's a case of, right, now let's keep building. And now there's a foundation to build on from there. So then you go from, well, 10K is the standard for me for a run to, well, actually a half marathon is the standard now for me if I'm going out for an easy run, you know, and on top of all the cycling that's going to build and build. And then it turns into, well, I only run half marathons after I've done a 6 hour cycle, you know, so. And that's the aim of the game. And injury free is the biggest thing. I don't want to spend all this money on going to Portugal only to get there injured. So it was frustrating. Old Eric would have just burst himself harder over the last 75 days. But I'm happy with the condition I've put myself in. I'm happy with the weight loss. So that's an extra stone. That's one stone in weight not being carried on the joints. And it's a good start for the summer. And that's it. We're into June now. We've got 3 good months now into September and then October. Like, it's going to be, it's going to be enjoyable. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the next phase of it. And I'm looking forward to the focus it gave me. And that's one thing we don't talk about. I know we've mentioned, okay, full-time job, sometimes in Athlone for 4 days, doing 12-hour shifts. Then we have the podcast. Then we have our sports goals. Then I have my start your own business and all of that. Like, when I think about back to January, February, I was struggling to just do the podcast and maybe go for a run and do my normal job. Whereas that routine, that can do attitude, that kind of framing the different problems and segmenting time and managing my time. And if you don't get up at 6, you won't do it because you haven't got the time. So therefore I get up at 6. It's like that. I'm late for work feeling, you know, yet you get up because it has to happen. So that's it. And then the plan is to just go and enjoy it. The plan is to hope that people will drag me around Cork, to be honest. Nutrition element, I haven't done Cork before, so I am debating whether or not to wear my own little bag of water just so I can keep sipping when I need it and gels when I need it. So we'll see how that goes. We'll make a decision on that closer to the time, but it's scary. It is scary.
Yeah.
It's scary showing up to a start line knowing when everyone's around in their compression socks and their lucky jocks, and I'm there going, right, how far can I go?
But at the same time, like, this whole 75-day challenge has almost been like a prelude to, like, your season, your opening day of your season really starts in Cork towards. Building towards that. Everything is just, it's pre-season fitness, what you've done towards Cork. And sure, pre-season fitness may have gone a little bit better and stuff like that, but that happens with everyone. Like, this is your day one, whereas you're talking to the guys all set up with compression socks, everything else. That could be their final day. That's their everything they work towards. Like, everyone's at the starting line for different reasons. They could be going, okay, I've had a good season from whenever it is the start of the year, building up towards my marathons, the end goal, and phenomenal end goal, or even those doing a 10K or a half marathon that day as well. It's like, that is my end goal for that person. They're pushing towards that. Whereas you're in a little bit different boat. You're like, okay, this is the start of something now. I get through this. I'm setting that foundation towards building towards the Ironman.
Yeah, and that's it. And a good few people reached out to me about the 75 days and have started doing it themselves. And
brilliant.
It's absolutely amazing to see it. And again, we kind of forget the reach of the podcast. We forget the 300 people are listening to this a week, which is bizarre. And that's why it's hard for me to sit here and go, yeah.
No,
I didn't do that.
I'm the same with my thing. I was like, yeah, I said 24 hours. I didn't do that. But I think even the more and more events we're doing, like we're hearing people talking about the podcast, it's just like, oh, don't know how I feel about this. But it's just having that acceptance of it. Like, okay, we're here.
But for anyone looking to get a good kick up the arse, it was a great kick in the hole for me. And what it did was it gave people around me permission to go, hey, thought you said you were doing your 70. Right, gone out for me run. But yeah, no, I feel the best I have felt. I know I'm going to suffer afterwards, and I'll probably have a day or two. I'll earn my bed that night. But in terms of condition, like my legs feel strong, if that makes sense. Not that I've been lifting weights. They just feel more limber than they have in previous seasons because my get out was, I'm out of time. It's 10 o'clock. The yoga just went on the telly. But it was the best get out I had, because we always said we're terrible for stretching, and I'm starting to reap the rewards of it now. And I'm hoping, really, really hoping that those little things will just keep me in the race. Just keep me, we'll throw the 4:15 figure on. We'll just keep me close enough to that figure.
Go back to that accountability. Did you ever feel at some stage with the 75-day challenge that like you've put it on the podcast, we've got like nearly 300 people listening to this now, on days being like, oh man, I can't believe I'm after telling people I do this, and felt more pressure to do it? Or are you like, no, I've told more people I'm doing this, I got to get up and do it? Or did it influence you at all having that, telling people that okay, the 75-day challenge, I said I'll do this, and this, I have to do this, and this? Did it affect you at all, good, bad, or was it just indifferent to like, I just have made a deal myself, I'm doing this?
What made it was the deal I made with you and Katie about it. So I did say that the best way to do things like this is make a contract with those who are important to you. Right. But I suppose when it failed on that Wednesday night after I came back from Turkey, I had been crew for you for through the night, and okay, I kind of was like, well, look, I've been walking up and back, I've been on my feet all day, I can kind of get away with this, whereas I can't really get away with it, you know, I didn't really do any purposeful. So, and then that night when I came back, but the reasons I can sleep easier is the reasons I failed were for betterment of me, like, you know, all those other things, because I'd used a great foundation over 50 days, it got me towards something. You added in a week before that you needed a crew, so you're part of it. I'm blaming you, actually.
Go for it.
I was not anticipating that in my weekend. But all those things, the contracts I made for you over the 57 days or whatever it was, that got me into a position I've never been in my life. I was sitting in high-rise buildings making deals about a business that's about to start with some of the largest, because it's clinics in the world. And it was just like, do you know what? If I'm going to suffer now and lack of sleep and pushing the body and pushing the mind, and I was like, I have bettered myself. It's the cheapest masters I've ever got. It's the cheapest boot camp I've ever had. And I'll always say it, like, and I've done all that while trying to train the body as well. So, but I did feel like I let you down, and that's why, like, coming on last week, I was like, Sean, I need to open the honesty box. it's dead. I've done it, and that's the hardest part for me. But as I said, when I get to the start line in Cork, we'll throw up a before and after, and we'll have a debrief over it, and of what failure looks like, and people can determine whether it's failure or not.
Like you say, it's dead.
No, I'm back now training
you're,
every day.
No, I know that. I know that. That's what I mean. That's my point. That we're going to get to is like now you're training every day without thinking like I have to train. It's like now, okay, I feel good enough that I want to train now. Like the mindset from that 75-day challenge from like I have to get 2 a day, I have to get 2 a day, I have to get 2 a day is gone to I did 16K. Okay, I'll do 10K now in the morning because I feel like, okay, 10K. Okay, I know I better do the bike because the legs getting a bit tired at 9.5K back. I'm going to do the bike now tomorrow. It's not like, oh, I have to get something in. What's going to be? It's like, no, the body feels this. I'm getting this in towards this. And now it's not like I have to do it over some challenge or anything like that. It's like, I want to do this. It's building towards this goal because having the structure in place that you have with a 75-day challenge has allowed you to build those routines over the 50-odd days, build towards where you're at now. And like the ultimate reward will be Portugal Ironman, even though the 75-day challenge may finish around the time of the Cork Marathon, and the Cork Marathon will be what it is. It's still day one, that opening season. And sometimes, you know, teams can lose that opening game 3-0 to another team and feel like your season's over, and they just build on towards then. Like the ultimate tell on this is not now, it's the weeks and the months ahead when you keep having those up and down days with your routines building towards. The Ironman is the end of the season goal.
Yeah, and I will say though, the first 30 days, I would question where I would be if it wasn't for those first 30 days.
Right.
Because that was accountability, that had everything. That was, and it was a case of, I have to do two. I don't want to go to school, but I have to go to school. And it was that for 30 days, and it was hard. And then it started to get easier, and then I started to want to go. Then I was disappointed when I hadn't got the time, so I just did the yoga. Whereas now, as you said, like I went out on the weekend, I was like, what's our plans? And it was the first weekend, and I don't know how many. I wasn't on duty, or I wasn't organized and stuff. Now I'm still on the laptop working on the other hobby, the new business. But I went, and Kate was going to watch her brothers play a football match, and it was like, great, I'm just going to run for 2 hours. And I've done that the last few weeks. So when they're playing on a Friday and Saturday, it's like, and it's usually in Kildare, and it's usually near a canal. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm just going to go, can we go a bit early and you can drop me off just before it, and I'll just run, and then I'll run back just as it ends, and I'll get in the car again. So, and I'm just plodding along for an hour and a half going, this is better than watching that muck.
I wonder if he listens to the podcast. You're going to find out firsthand very soon.
Our dad, Jimmy, does. Jimmy, if you're listening, it is muck. So, but yeah, no, it's all about creating that positive mentality around just the, and listen, the weather helps. Don't get me wrong. It definitely helps that I was out and it was a bit drizzly this morning, but it was still 15 degrees and the drizzle was welcomed. You know, like it was just nice.
Brilliant. So Cork it is.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to doing something that's not Dublin. So this is my first marathon outside of Dublin, and it's you've done a few of them, and I've been there when you've blew up and just had to scout places through. And yeah, but look, it's just see what the atmosphere can do. See, meet other people. Some great people are bringing us down there and looking after us for the weekend. So
yeah,
I won't let them down. I'll show up to the start line, and you can have the beers well and truly underway whatever time I come in. But and that's the ultimate aim of it all. It's meeting new people. It's being out of the comfort zone. It's feeling that fear, like that genuine, I don't know how this is going to go, and doing it anyway. And each of those things are vital steps towards bigger goals or whatever it is. Because some people have that with a 5K. Some people have it with a 10K. For me, I can arrogantly show up to a start of a marathon and go, all right, we'll see what happens. And that, like, I wouldn't have crossed the road 10 years ago. And that's a fact. I wouldn't have jogged across the road. And now it's a case of, I'll put my runners on and go.
Yeah, it's confronting those fears. Like, and I was the same as you 10 years ago. The idea of doing something like this just seems bananas. And we've talked, so you mentioned Thoroughbred Martin, where you saw me at, like, I thought halfway through, I was like, oh, I could get a 3:30 marathon here. And then 10K later realizing, oh, I might finish this race here. And like, once again, another race that went south, and you shoved a banana in my mouth as I walk into you and literally having a chance to the side of the road going, it's not on today. And then somehow managing it under 4 hours. But even having that failure, and people go back, listen to that podcast, like, I consider that one a complete failure, but I'm still glad I did it. I'm still glad I put myself out there, because a worse feeling that would be waking up that morning going, ooh, I might fail this one. I'm not going to turn up to this event, and rolling over to the other side of the bed. It's the exact same thing as going, I might make the gym today. I'm not feeling that great, rolling over the side of the bed and getting into that habit of just going, I know I've paid for this race, but yeah, it's not there, when you haven't even tried. Because there are some days where you do have those races, you pull it out of the bag and you're like, oh my God, that worked out a lot better than I thought it was going to be. For example, you in Dublin last October, and there are some times where you show up the starting line going, and you run the race and it's just not your day. For example, any time I've talked about doing a 5K race and not getting sub 20. But I've always been proud that I rocked up and went, okay, not today, for whatever reason. But finishing rather than quitting before even getting to the starting line. And whether you finish or whether you don't finish, or even when you get injured, because getting to the starting line, putting yourself out of that comfort zone to keep going is always a lot better than going, I don't think I can, and not even trying in the first place.
And listen, if anything, it's going to be a condition in the mind. Like, there's no way, and even from having Lorcan Fisher on the podcast and a few others, there's no way you can go through an Ironman and get to a point probably 9 or 10 times where you're like, I don't know if we can keep going. But you have to. And like, if anything, I'm going to find that point that's somewhere in Cork, and I have to start having conversations with myself. And these are the first conversations that are going to form the foundations of a few months later, of being in this place before, and then having the knowledge of all the training I've done since. And, you know, you've been here, just keep going. You've done this before, you know, and that kind of attitude is what we're building as well. The mindset, I suppose. But yeah, look, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to meeting up with all the people who have come onto the podcast and have supported us and reach out to us. I'm just excited to meet new people. I'm excited to show up to a start line. Usually I say I'm scared. Like, I was very scared going to Dublin last year, but I'm actually just genuinely excited. I'm excited for an adventure. It's going to be an interesting one, and we'll have lots to talk about. I'm hoping afterwards, Sean, just have the iPad ready when I come in. We'll sit down. I won't even shower. We'll do a podcast.
Over a pint.
And what it looks like to do Cork Marathon. And we'll get a few of our Corkonian friends to sit around us as well.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and that just like the hammer home on that, I think the more races we do, the more you kind of see that community and see kind of like the same people at different events. Like, we talk about how Dublin Marathon being like, oh, actually, no more people. Just like the first marathon we did was just yourself, and Lane Skelly rocking up. We didn't really, like, I think you knew one or two people doing it, but I didn't know anyone at all doing it. The last marathon's like, actually, there's a good 4, 5, 6 people now I know doing it. Even that backyard ultra, seeing people there, I was like, okay, like, when you're around those people, it really opened the door to be like, actually, I can go towards my goals and run that a little bit further. And like, you with Lorcan now, you can see you're training with someone who's done 12 Ironmans. And like, actually, when you surround yourself with these people, it can only help bring you up that even that little bit further. So just start signing up for these events and just put yourself out there and see how you get on. And some days it's going to be, you're going to do great, and some days not so great. But, you know, that fear of failure, once it happens, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. You know, people are too busy with their own races, their own lives, to spend all their time thinking about how you're going to get on in a race. I've come on this podcast many a time being like, I'm going to do this in this race, I'm going to attempt to do this in this race, and come up a little bit short. It sucks for 24 hours and you just dust yourself off. And that, it does. It really does suck. Like, you do feel like crap for a time, but then you just go, right, I'm glad I did it. I feel much better for doing it. And you get back out there, and then you get closer and closer towards those goals by aiming high.
But yeah, next week, it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
it will be. Could be a race of two halves, but we'll see what happens. I might get away with it again. Who knows? But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to seeing everyone down there. I am told it's a fantastically organized event. I am genuinely excited, and let's just see where it ends up. But this is the start of a long, long summer of training, a long, long summer of training, and a lot of big cycles and a lot of everything. So, and a lot more commuting to work. But hopefully, when the kids come off school, I might actually start cycling to work. It's I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone, and let's see where we end up. But this week, Sean, I'm still going to keep training.
100%.
Still going to keep training, possibly up until Thursday.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I suppose so, don't need for you, like, tapering off is not going to be a thing because you're building towards something off even more.
An option.
This is a training run for you.
Yeah. The idea is it's a solid block that I've done over the last week and a half, and we'll keep going up until Thursday, and then just recover and eat, recover and eat, and get to the start line. That's the aim. Maybe a 2 or 3K. There'll still be shakeouts in there just to keep myself ticking over. But yeah, the idea is a big build, very short rest day or two, and then long run Sunday essentially.
long run day Sunday, and then some. On that note, the Any Given Runday podcast is on the road. We're hitting Cork this weekend. We cannot wait. I don't think we've ever said something like that in the podcast, but we're going to Cork. And that's it for myself and Eric. Anything else to add?
Take care.
Bye.